Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader.
Localize It.
Sports Radio 610.
Every time the schedule comes out, there's going to be something that you look at and say, damn, that's a tough break. But when it comes to bad breaks, the Texans got to be far down the list when it comes to what the NFL did for them. A lot of people point to December, the 10-game stretch between the Dolphins, Chiefs, and Ravens. But let's just look around the NFL as we localize it here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. The NFL and what they did to the two participants in the Super Bowl last year. This one's interesting. Kansas City plays, they play literally every day of the week except Tuesday. And I don't even know if Tuesday was a possibility. So every day of the week, you talk about routine, you talk about recovery. I know J.J. Watt talked about it yesterday. The Kansas City Chiefs have to play Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this year. Every day except Tuesday, the Kansas City Chiefs will have a football game.
That's the price of success.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
Then you have the San Francisco 49ers. You talk about being healthy and being rested coming off of the bye. The San Francisco 49ers, they have four opponents coming off of bye weeks. Mm-hmm. So four times the San Francisco 49ers will be facing teams coming off of bye weeks.
Now, that one I didn't see until I saw the rundown here, but that's not a little thing. I mean, that a bye week, you have not just the rest, but the preparation, you know?
Then you have the Carolina Panthers, man. Carolina Panthers. Poor Carolina Panthers. Poor Bryce Young. Mm-hmm. I remember my Bryce or bust days. Now C.J. Stroud's playing six national TV games, I should say. Carolina Panthers, the only team in the NFL without a primetime game.
I don't feel sorry for them.
I don't feel sorry for them.
Stay low and built, man. Stay low and built.
Yeah.
It's hard out there in the streets, man. And I know the NFL wanted no part of the Texans in primetime, but that does seem just wild. Like, not a single primetime game for them. Other games of note. Speaking of primetime, the NFL passed on a couple of primetime games. Stephon Diggs and the Bills, week 5. At early slate.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley versus the Giants, week 7. Early slate. Vikings versus Kirk Cousins in week 14. Early slate. So they passed up on the Cousins, Barkley, Diggs reunions with their former teams. They put them all in the early slate, which I can't necessarily – I actually appreciate that because I've watched enough Giants-Eagles in primetime the last few years, really for the to satisfy me for the remainder of my life. Cousins, whatever. Okay, I mean, that you could – I guess you could force-feed that. The Diggs and Bills is interesting. But Jonathan Alexander of the Chronicle actually spoke with someone from the NFL. They just said that they think they can get attention in that slot. So
in that same story, he was talking about C.J. Stroud. Like, he basically flat out said, hey, we know what we saw last week. We wanted to get him on these primetime, solo type stages. So they were watching all these storylines.
Then you have the brothers, the Harbaughs. That's going to be week 12. We're going to get to see Jim versus John, the Chargers versus the Ravens. Russell Wilson, he returns to Denver week 2. What are they going to boo him? Are they mad at him there? Is it
they're going to boo him?
That
right?
Big of a deal?
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
I feel like they was booing him when he was there.
Yeah, they might have.
So I don't think it's going to change.
I mean, they might have. I agree. So yeah, they're going to boo him.
Yeah, they probably will.
Bounty reunion. You have Sean Payton going to New Orleans week 7 Thursday night football.
Mm-hmm.
Little Sean Payton action.
That one you can absolutely make sense on that on Thursday night football.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
Though. Yeah. You see what they did to the Cardinals? I mean, we don't care about the Cardinals.
No, what did they do?
First, 5 of their first 6 games against playoff teams from last year. They've got the Rams. I mean, it's a ridiculously tough schedule.
Well, is that really the NFL doing it to them, or is that just kind of the way
they are? Three teams, and their division.
Well, 3 teams from their division made the playoffs,
and
right?
And their division.
Seattle got
five
in, right?
Out of 6?
Seattle got in on the back end.
5 out of 6, though? God. Oh.
They were right there on the edge of making the playoffs. I know Seattle, and then the Rams and 49ers made it. That's just kind of hard to
talk about.
That's a tough division, man.
Yeah.
Hard to avoid for them. World famous In the Loop schedule simulation coming up. The biggest controversy in the history of sports. Not to be taken too serious. Unless you just want to roll like that. That's coming up at 11. I think Texans fans will be pleased with this. It's going to be an emotional roller coaster, though, as it always is. Opening up in Indianapolis against the Colts, returning to the scene of the crime. This is going to be a tough way to open the season. And we saw what the atmosphere was like last year in Indianapolis. I think Indianapolis is... Look, if you were telling me that Indianapolis was, 1.5, 2-1 to win the division, I would say okay. I would say all right. I mean, that's about right.
Yeah.
But when you start telling me that Indianapolis is 3.5-1, you factor in that Jonathan Taylor's healthy for the entire duration. I think they added something they really needed, which was a good receiver opposite of Michael Pittman Jr. with Adonai Mitchell. I think Indianapolis is one of the more underrated teams in the AFC heading into the season. I hope I'm wrong. It's really going to depend on the quarterback. I'm not the biggest Anthony Richardson guy, but I'm a big Shane Steichen guy, and I just feel like Shane Steichen can maximize, assuming that Richardson can stay on the field. I feel like he can maximize him. And then they brought in Joe Flacco as the backup, and it was pretty clear last year, despite the beatdown at the end of the season, at NRG in the playoff game, that Joe Flacco has a little bit of ball left in him to where if you ask him to just manage a game, he'll be able to do that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
that.
Yeah, this is one, first of all, when I saw that they opened at the Colts, this is one we should have seen coming. You know, we're always trying to say what game goes where, Cowboys on Thanksgiving, et cetera. We should have seen at Indy coming, you know, after the way the season ended last year. And then the
second, I seen it.
Yeah, you did. You did call that, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. That was one that I felt dumb. We said, oh, man, that makes too much sense. Second thing on the Colts, if you can separate what you think of the Texans and how their schedule lays out. And again, if you weren't listening earlier, I think it laid out perfectly considering the opponents. But if you can separate what you think of the Texans with the best gambling advice, I would bet on the Colts with that value. You know, with what'd you say, 3.5 right now?
3.5 to 1.
That's just great value.
The line opened as the Texans -1.5, which yeah. I think is kind of crazy, too. I figured Indianapolis would be like a small favorite just because they're the home team, like a -1, -2.
Yeah.
That's where I thought it would be. Look, I have the utmost respect for Shane Steichen. I think the Texans are good. I think the Texans can beat the Colts. I just think the Colts are, I think they're good, man. Mm-hmm. I think they're a good team. Especially with Jonathan Taylor for the entire duration of the season. We saw how he ran last year. I mean, we saw how he ran in that final game. He was best player on the field.
By far.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have a lot of respect for Indianapolis and what they do. And I think this is a sign of two very, very good coaches, two long-term coaches. I don't know if Anthony Richardson's a long-term quarterback for the Colts, but I do think Shane Steichen's the long-term coach. So I think this is going to be really exciting. Then you have the Tennessee Titans. I kind of feel like it was there could potentially be a little bit of a kick to the junk because who knows what Tennessee is going to be. Seems like some people are starting to kind of, you know, point to them as a sleeper. Okay, we'll see. Still don't believe in the quarterback, but it does kind of suck when you face, I think, when you're facing Tennessee week 18 and it could potentially be a meaningless game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all the marbles were on the line last year with Indianapolis week 18, but with the Titans, with what the Texans are expected to do and what the Titans are expected to do, it would kind of suck if in the home game against the Titans, who a lot of people have built up some emotion over and you have the history and all that, if it's just a meaningless-ass game where it almost makes sense for CJ not even to play. And we've seen that before. We saw it in 2019 when the Texans rested Deshaun Watson. A.J. McCarron, by the way, actually led a opening drive touchdown, which Deshaun didn't do all year. Titans ended up winning that game, actually ended up going further in the playoffs than the Texans to the AFC Championship game, despite the Texans winning the division.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a meaningless-ass game against the old Oilers, which could potentially happen.
I think that has the potential to be a very meaningful game, but not necessarily as it pertains to the Titans.
Yeah.
Like, the Titans could be out of it.
Are you getting greedy?
I think I like
the greed.
No, I just feel it. I see it on this schedule. I think the Texans, especially coming off of at Kansas City and then Baltimore on Christmas Day with the long break, you go to Tennessee for the season finale. I think it could be very meaningful for the Texans. Maybe not the Titans. They're acting like they're a contender. I don't think they are, but they're acting like it. But it could be hugely important. And then that kind of makes it almost like the Titans are a spoiler.
Yeah.
You know? And so that would bring some intrigue. I think there's going to be a lot of intrigue at the end
to
of the year.
Tennessee. Yeah.
Tennessee spoilers.
Yeah. Well, at least the game against them here will be.
Yeah. November 24th.
Yeah. It will be a little bit more relevant. And you'll get your Thanksgiving to yourself because the Texans are not going to be facing the Cowboys. Coming up next, the world-famous schedule simulation. Not to be taken too serious. The worst scandal in the history of sports. A huge argument between Sports Radio 610 personalities.
Damn.
And a roller coaster ride like no other. It's that time of the year. World-famous In the Loop schedule simulation next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.